Hello, this is Greg Prado, author of the books Take It Off, Kiss Truly Unmasked, as well as the Eric Carr story, amongst many others. You're listening to the Shattered Out Loudcast with Tom and Zeus. Rock and roll!
Up there, Kiss Army, Tom and Zeus, and Sonny Pootie. Don't turn your radio dial. No, that's not
you. Oh, you're in the right place.
I can't do the voice. I'm going to work on it. And Sonny Pootie is here for episode 110. We're calling this one She. Tom, how are you? Sonny, how are you? Hey, how are ya?
What better way to celebrate a Valentine's Day themed episode than by having the love of our life, Sonny Pootie? What's up, my friend?
Yeah, just what I want to do, spend the Valentine's Day with you two bozos.
Get ready for it, because you think you're loving us now? Wait until we're sharing a room on a cruise ship, my friend.
Oh, good Lord.
We'll be doing a special love episode then.
Now, this is definitely what you would call the Three Stooges, the three of us on here again.
Show you the Stooges.
I will show you the Stooges.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get through this without fucking up and start throwing in previously called bonus episode shit, now called album review crew shit. What's going on, Sonny? How are you doing these days?
I am all good. Family's all healthy. You know, you guys text me and said, can't get anybody. You doing anything? And I said, no, I'm not doing nothing. What's up?
So who's a bigger loser in that story? Us?
Me.
Or you?
Me.
It's like, in case of emergency, break glass and there's a picture of Pootie.
No. We said, and we were complimenting him off the air. Yes, we compliment him. We're like, we need to get somebody fun and creative. We're like, what are we doing? What are we even thinking about? Sonny.
Exactly.
Who else? It's Sonny.
Yep. Because this is a definitely fun and creative episode. This is going to be a weird one. This is going to be a weird one.
This is getting good.
Yeah, exactly.
She was looking rough.
So some of these ladies might be looking rough.
Yeah. Oh, my number five is.
Yeah. Wait till we get to the topic. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. So, boys, usually before we get into the episode, we like to give a quick shout out to our Patreon subscribers. We are taping a little early because of scheduling conflict. So we always like to shout out for them. Thank you guys for jumping in and joining us on Patreon.
And we want to give a special shout out to a big fan of the show and one of our very early on Patreon subscribers, our buddy Chuck Hoskins. Just giving him a special shout out to let him know that the guys at Shout Out Loudcast are thinking of him. He's going through a little bit of some tough times right now. So we just want to give him a shout out, let him know that we're thinking of him. And, you know, hopefully you can get a little enjoyment out of the episode this week. So, but for Chuck and all the other Patreons, thank you very, very much as always.
Yep. Patreon. You can go to patreon.com, patreon.com. You can find the app, or on the episode notes, you can see a link to it there. If you're interested, ask us some questions, hit the link, see what it's all about, and come join the fun. Now, Tom, ready to go to last week's?
Yeah, so last week's episode, wow. So we finished up our real Kiss Alive series here, which is when we take three albums. You know, we told you about it last week. And this was the last one, unless we get creative and continue it. Wow. Talk about ending with a thud. Psycho Circus, Sonic Boom, and Monster. And this episode and the feedback was exactly what we thought it was going to be. Fun and ridiculous. So
yeah.
So the poll was, we compared our set lists, and this whole thing became a referendum on who hates I Finally Found My Way more.
Tom, I got more comments of like, I was going to pick you,
yep,
but you put that song. Or that song sucks,
yep,
and that's all I got. That's all, yep, I saw, just my ass getting kicked for putting, yep, Peter. I want Peter to have a song, you fuckers.
But that's then, not a song. Zeus, I love you, buddy. We've been doing the show for over 100 episodes.
No, I will listen.
That is by far top three worst Kiss song in the catalog. By far, it's not even close. Sonny, jump in.
Oh, top three. Possibly the worst.
I was trying to be nice.
Shot at the number one.
I was trying to be nice.
So can I ask you something? Don't you, to me, the song is sappy beyond belief. It doesn't fit. It's a AM radio in the 70s song on a Kiss album of a comeback. Okay. But listening to the song, it is not fucking boring where it's like, ow, my ears.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's,
oh, yes, it is.
Sappy shit that's syrupy that just, it's pussy music. Let's be blunt. It's pussy music.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So but I'm wondering how you like it. You're saying everything I feel about it.
When did I get into I like it? I didn't say, dun, 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 dun. I like it. I didn't say that at all. I said I want Peter to sing a song.
Okay.
And then I got into it with fucking Twisted Cocksucker, whatever his name is. Fucking, hey, why didn't you pick Hooligan, this and that? I'm like, okay, fucking donkey dick. You point to me out of where on Psycho Circus or fucking Monster you see Mainline or Black Diamond, you fucking moron.
Wow.
These people are just beyond belief, like in their own little fantasy world. Yeah, why didn't you pick that? Because it's the only song available, and I want Peter to sing. If I can put up with Eric Carr in his fucking fake, I'm singing Beth on a piano for 5 minutes, I can put up with Peter singing a song he'll never sing again, and we've never heard him sing ever, just a quick sappy song and Peter getting some love. I can do that.
So before we continue with the comment, again, we're recording early. So usually by the time we record on Wednesday, the poll has ended. So there's still, it's Tuesday, so the poll hasn't ended yet, but Zeus is getting crushed right now. And it's all because of I Finally Found My Way. Because all the comments here, and there's a lot of them, I'm not going to read every single one of them. All the comments here agree with what we said, is that this was a fun episode, but nobody wants to see this fucking concert. No, I don't.
Okay. Can I talk about the other elephant in the room?
Sure.
Okay. We have a bunch of Kiss-ass fans.
Oh, God. Go for it. The rules.
That think like, oh, I'm going by Jericho's rules. First of all, number one, okay, this is a hypothetical concert series. Just like real Kiss Alive 5, there's not going to be a Kiss Live concert where Kiss only performs Unmasked, The Elder, and the songs on Killers. That's not happening, folks, in the real world, okay? So we have no rules when it comes to this stuff. As I've said many, many times, I treated these albums like Rainbow does on Final Vinyl, where you have live songs from Dio, live song from Graham Bonnet, live songs from Joey Lynn Turner. There are plenty of bands that do that, just different concert eras in one live album. That's what I'm treating this like. So if I have a chance to put the original four in a lineup, I'm not going to use them in my imaginary album. There is no fucking rule about that shit.
First of all, there are plenty of
kiss ass to Jericho and all you, Chris.
And there are live compilation albums that exist. For example, I know it's the original band members, but the live album, you wanted the best. You got the best. That's not a concert. That's a compilation of live songs.
Yeah.
So it exists out there. And I just think it's funny how people like, oh, how can you have When Lightning Strikes and Into the Void? I'll tell you how, because it's our fucking show. That's how.
How can we have a concert with fucking the solo albums being played with only them in Dynasty and fucking whatever in Alive 2 side 4? What the fuck?
Look, this set list has Rockin' in the USA, Tossin' and Turnin' and Snowblind. What are you going to do about it?
Why did Kiss release Monster? I don't know, but I got to talk about that piece of shit.
Seriously, it's like a teacher who is forced to correct some stupid kid's midterm exam because he's in the class.
What do you expect us to do? This is the pile of shit we were given. The fuck?
Well, where's Love Gun?
What do you mean, where's Love Gun, you fucking idiot?
Then we got somebody saying, well, how come It's My Life isn't on the set list?
Oh, that was him. That was the same one. Twisted in the fucking Brains, whatever his name is. Well, where's It's My Life? And he goes on to complain about my set list not being authentic because it's different. Then he puts It's My Life. I'm like, hey, genius, can you please point out where on Monster or Sonic Boom is? Because I keep skipping over that song off those three albums. Oh, you got me. Yeah, you think?
What is on the box set? That's at the same time frame.
Oh, more importantly, It's My Life during that era is a duet with Ace, who's not allowed to be in on your set list.
I got a lot of problems with your people.
The fuck? He's like, oh, I have Tommy and Razor. So there's no Ace in this. Then what the fuck is It's My Life doing on your album? This hasn't even been on a fucking album.
Look, we tried to make chicken salad out of chicken shit, and it worked for the most part until you guys all lost your mind over this, because I think everybody was so sick of looking at these songs and being like, oh, I finally found my way. Eat your heart out. This sucks. I love you guys, but this sucks. That's pretty much what everybody said.
So basically, the listeners at this point have tuned in to get yelled at. I'm just making sure I got that right.
Oh, absolutely. They have done that. Yes. 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 Oh,
sorry, Mr. Nice Podcaster over there. Fucking full of nut rubs and fucking head massages you give over there.
Buddy Deuce had the greatest quote, I think, maybe the comment of the week about this. He goes, I feel like this is middle school gym class picking teams for floor hockey, and these are the last two kids left. like trying to pick between our set lists. I mean, all the comments pretty much, you know, we got a big episode here tonight, so I'm not going to read every single comment here, but generally speaking, all the comments agree. It's a rough trio of albums to make a concert out of.
Oh, look, rough.
I Finally Found My Way was the deal breaker for a lot of people to vote for me over Zeus. Look, there's some stuff on Psycho Circus I like. There's some stuff on Sonic Boom and very little, if any, on Monster that I like. So, again, it was a fun hypothetical episode, and that is what we do on the show. And let's be serious. We're having fun with all the listeners. We love that you guys get passionate and fired up about this shit as much as we do. We love that. You know, again, Deuce, another great line, an interesting, funny, and entertaining way of talking about, you know, taking lemons and trying to make lemonade. Because that's what this was. And we knew, we said it when we did it, that it was going to be a tough one to get through. Nicholas Grattan, I can forgive Zeus for taking I Finally Found My Way, but I can't forgive him for Freak. Why? He thinks Freak. Dude, that is like asking if you'd rather be shot or stabbed. I say that a lot on this show. Those are both horrible.
Sonny, big fan of those songs?
They both suck.
Yeah, they're brutal. Your fellow Grecian there, Costa. I took Zeus's list so that halfway through, you wanted the best. The music fades. The lights go down. Devereaux's face appears on the screen, cackling that he finally got his revenge. Then Y2J countdown appears. Bombs blow the robots off the stage. The original four come down and play I Stole Your Love. Okay. Uncle Paulie, I'm going to go with Tommy, but not by much. Kudos to both of you for putting together a set list from this group of songs. When I saw the episode, I was kind of hoping Tommy would begin and end the show with I Pledge Allegiance to the State.
Where the fuck did that come from? There was a bunch of people that liked that song out of nowhere.
You know why? Because it's the fourth time in four episodes I've talked about it. Make this the fifth.
People are listening to it now.
Every episode in 2020, I've talked about this song except for one. I'm going to continue. That's my personal promise to all of you. I'm going to find a way to get that.
Private exactly. Business, Tom.
Scott Wheeler, Zeus had it until I finally found my way.
He said he killed the whole list.
Yep.
Could one song really kill the whole fucking concert for somebody? Come on,
Sonny. If you're dealing with two bad set lists, and they're both pretty bad, couldn't one horrible song be the deal breaker to make you pick the other set list?
Yes, but I gotta say I voted for Zeus because he had the balls to put "I Finally Found My Way," even though it's absolutely idiotic to do so, because he had the balls to do it. I voted for him.
That's also absolutely idiotic to vote for him. Oh God! See, it's like the fucking idiot. It's like the idiot bus.
Yeah,
buddy Tony from Restrained. I know this will be a shocker to Zeus, but I have to go with Tom's list for the simple fact that Zeus has "Stand" in his set list.
Love that song.
He says it's absolutely unlistenable. Too many bathroom breaks in Zeus's list. Then again, most of the songs on these three albums were never meant to be played live. That's a great point. Yeah. Twisted Kister was going off on this entire thing. Zeus already served him. He says, I don't defend Peter much on here, but Paul is to blame for that one. Talking about "I Finally Found My Way." I can only assume Kiss and Paul forgot about Black Diamond and never listened to the Chris Catt number one album. How do you give him a fifth rate Beth and not give him a rock song? I'll tell you why. Because Paul couldn't fucking stand Peter at the time and said, "Here, sing this piece of shit."
Chris Catt one. Brutal. That album is brutal.
And then our buddy Lance, I voted for Zeus, but choosing songs must have been as hard as King getting up in the morning to go sub again.
Oh, I gotta King! Get into that. Oh, I'll get into King before we end this segment. But go ahead, Tom.
Robert Johnston, add "Freak" to Tom's list, and I'm good. Or take away "I Finally Found My Way." So, God, those both are terrible. John Schaefer says, if you ever wanted a reason to accept Cheater Chris as your drummer and savior, Zeus delivered it in his playlist when he pulled the lame-ass "Finally Found My Way" nonsense out. Tom wins, end of tweet. Then our buddy Gary Kapp, Zeus, why in the name of God did you pick "I Finally Found My Way"? I would just leave... This is a great one. I would have just left Peter backstage to bitch about everything, from how the lights aren't focused on him to his mic not working right. Bruno McDonald, Zeus is a joke, right? The only reason I never remembered to list "I Finally Found My Way" among the worst Kiss songs is that it's so flimsy you forget it's playing even while it's playing. "You Wanted the Best" is stupendously average also. Sorry, Zeus. And then you
now
had
that's-
some...
Yeah, that's the poll. Did we have anything on the regular episode?
Yeah, let me pull that up. We had some episode comments too, which were good. So "I Love It Louder." He was excited about the episode. He said, "Honey, time for me to go shovel outside for 2 hours." Then he probably hit himself over the head with a shovel after he listened to the episode. Twisted Kister, I'm shocked how many people don't like Sonic Boom. That's a mediocre album. I'd probably say it's the best out of those three, but that's not saying much. That's just my opinion. "I Love It Louder" response had "Great record, but people hate it because it's not the original four and it's in makeup." I don't think that's why. It has nothing to do with the appearance. It has to do with the songs. Our buddy Steve, who was getting very salty, "Alive 8, the longest toilet break in history."
Yeah, we don't call it toilet either. That's a fucking British... British talk, right?
He could have called it a commode.
Yeah, that's why Borat says, "Can I put the camera in the woman's toilet?"
Then Twisted Kister goes, "I'm going by the Jericho rules."
Don't even bring it up. You're going to get me off on another fucking tirade on it.
All right. Then our buddy Vincent Maroney.
"You're fucking sneaky bastard."
He made his list and he gave some details too. He opened up with Psycho Circus. He ended with "Stand."
But what was his second song, Tom?
His second song was "Eat Your Heart Out." And then this is great. Baco from Cobras and Fire says, "Here is my set list from those records." And then it's just an emoji of a smiley face with sunglasses.
Yeah.
And then Twisted Kisser goes, "Yeah, it's still better than Aerosmith on the Roximus Maximus World Domination Tour." We'll cover that tour eventually. That tour sucked. Sonny, did you see that? The Kiss Aerosmith tour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was awful.
I left during the Aerosmith.
Brutal. Fucking brutal. Fat Man on Guitar. "I would have had a hard time generating a Super Bowl halftime link show from those three." Yeah. Nige Savage, you guys are killing me. I'm trying to work and listen to this episode at the same time, but I keep cracking up and making mistakes. How you doing, people? This song sucks.
Reply the 12 people in the
crowd who aren't in the bathroom. This is a bathroom break concert. Yes. Then he said, what the holy fuck are you on, Tom? I don't know what he meant. Probably who knows what I was on. Graham Richley, you know what? Both T and Z's lists are pretty damn good, but I would rather see these shows than the End of the Road set list. Sorry, Tom. Dangerous lyrics are an absolute cringe. And Z, I finally found my way, may prompt me to throw my full piss cup. Twisted Kister, I think we all would, which amazes me that the band is right about the majority of concert attendees only wanting hits. I think for the most part, 80s and 90s concert goers were or are the diehards who enjoy all eras. Maybe. Then Murph posts the gif of Nancy Kerrigan being whacked in the leg where she says, why? Why? Todd Herrig, come on, it can't be that bad, or can it? It can be. Steve opens with Psycho Circus, ends with Modern Day Delilah. Mezman opens with Psycho Circus, ends with You Wanted the Best. Woo, 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 woo. Horny Women Love Rock. Oh, Sonny, why don't you tell us about that tweet?
I tweeted.
Love the idea. Albums are crap. Love the hosts. Albums are crap. Okay. Oh,
they'll definitely love this episode.
Jack Broad, 15 songs? How can you pick 15 songs when there are only three or four halfway decent ones between all three albums? Exactly. If you listen to the episode, you know. DG from Tennessee, I can see the Gene Simmons marketing angle. This show blows package. You pay $79.95 to stay home and not see this show. T-shirt extra. Oh, Mezman added the encore. Finishes with Right Here, Right Now. All right. Then more jokes about Pledge Allegiance. Sean McNair, two questions. Would the Venus and Mars rock show from the McCartney covers album qualify for this list? No. Then he asked about Sonic Boom on Spotify. We talked about that because of the Walmart exclusive. Alessandro Rourke, another reason for Tom to include I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll. Are you fellas trolling us? No, I like the song. Paul Tepelis, Tom sure had a lot of nice words for songs off Monster. I think he actually likes the album.
It happens.
Exactly. Nige says, Zeus, when you have to include a drum solo as early as song six, you know your set list is in serious friggin' trouble. And then Kim Andrews, big Kiss fan, says, looks awesome. Well, maybe she's a fan. Who knows? So that's some Twitter stuff. And you're going to go to get some Facebooks to action now?
Let me zip all the way through there. Steve Vargo, Buddy Ravel, I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the list as I was laughing so much. King! Now I hear Paul Lynn's voice. Kids! Machine Gun Marbles on the blackboard. Tom Repilli asking Z, what's wrong with you? And Kiss School was hysterical. Must be a future episode. Loved it as always, guys.
That's awesome.
Matt Wallace, I don't know how you guys did it, but my album would have consisted of maybe five songs. It would have been like Dio's Intermission, an EP concert or a mini concert. Definitely a terrible era for the band. And without question, I would choose Mark St. John or Vinnie Vincent to be the substitute teacher.
Oh, nice.
Ray Farrell, another great episode, but I really missed the sound clips. So I want to make a point on that. Before we started, because we're all getting old, I'm like, Tom, do we put clips on for these episodes? He's like, nah. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so either. And then I'm like, afterwards, when we saw your email, I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
Anyways, I did go back and did put the clips in. So if you want to listen to them, you can. You just got to delete the episode and then re-download it. Yep. And then you'll hear the songs. I added them in there. Great episode, guys. And good Lord, Zeus is sadistic. I don't know who suffered the most, his teacher with the chocolate bar stunt or the people left in the building when he plays I Finally Found My Way.
God.
Yeah. That was a substitute teacher. King was the English teacher that didn't make it through for the whole year. On our Loudcasters group page, Tom, Graham Richley adds, so great you will both be on the Kiss Cruise. You have to have a SIOL catch-up session. Let's just hope it sails this year rather than be postponed again.
Exactly. Well, let's hope.
Yeah. So there's Dan O'Halloran said, can't wait for this. And Dan Smith, it's going to be a failure. These albums are not that great.
He's right. He's right.
Yeah. Over to YouTube.
Oh, boy.
YouTube. Marty White. Oh, Marty, we love him. I had some internet problems, so I couldn't Google the definition of vicariously. So I texted Peter and asked him if he knew what it means. His reply below, what do I look like, a fucking dictionary? You spell the word wrong anyway. Gigi says the word is spelled like you say it. Vicariously. And she told me that to tell you to ask Eric Singer because he does it every night. So I asked him at this point, who wears the makeup? His reply, if you want to listen to fake news, Kiss, that's your problem. If you want to be a fucko and support a guy who thinks he's me, then fuck you.
Oh.
I didn't learn mercy growing up in the streets of Brooklyn. Singer is the enemy. An enemy deserves no mercy.
Okay, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, clearly not a productive chat. It's hard for me to categorize short, pudgy-cheeked, tired people as enemies, so I left it at that.
Marty White, man, his creativity is off the charts.
Short, pudgy-cheeked, tired people. Anthony Stratus, which episode 109 shouted out loud podcast, which I like to refer as the Piss Teeth podcast.
Oh, pure gold. Thanks.
I totally fucking lost it. Too funny. You guys are awesome. And Devin Dungan says, great episode. We were talking about the color commentator for the Bruins, who Jack Edwards, who looks like he has piss teeth. He's been goggling piss before he goes on the air, Sonny, because his teeth are so fucking yellow.
Oh, I heard. Yeah. Luckily, I've never met that guy.
Yeah, I've met him several times. He's not a bad guy in person. But, yeah, he's got to start brushing. But let's wrap up with some emails here.
All right, Sonny, you want to start? I know you got a few, and then I got a couple, too. So you want to go?
Sure. So the first one's from Philippe Melander. Hey, you literally are one of the best podcasts, regardless of the topic. Compared to other KISS podcasts, you're light years ahead with sound quality and topics, and of course, the connection with the listeners. I've always had a great time listening to you guys. Love the Ace impressions, and when you call Paul Pandemic Paul, it's always funny. I'm probably one of your younger international listeners. We're so sorry. I have been a KISS fan since 2010 when I was 12 years old, so that made me 23.
Yikes.
So the first album for me was Monster.
Oh,
poor guy.
God.
Love the bonus song Right Here, Right Now. It would have been on my set list for a Live 8. Good. Okay. Good job, guys. Keep up the good work. Tony Smith. So he's got a way for you guys to do this series and keep it going. He says, put the names of the studio albums in a hat, draw three per show until they're all used up. So basically, you put them all in a hat, you might get like Dynasty, Asylum, and Monster, and you got to come up with a live set. That's an interesting idea.
Maybe we will. You never know.
Yeah. In regards to the latest episode, I finally found my way, ? Yeah, to the fucking bathroom. Really, Zeus? If you're a Peter fan, I know you're a Peter fan, but Jesus criminy, know when to say when. A great show as always. You guys keep rocking. All right. So my brother Danny sent you guys an email, and normally Danny is a pretty positive guy. You guys don't really know Danny, but he's a pretty positive guy. So I'm surprised here. Another great episode, but I've got a question for you. After every episode, I hear ads for other podcasts, and honestly, they're pretty horrible. Some of the podcasters sound like they want to kill themselves. God, I hope you don't have one of my ads. So, or they're so boring, I want to kill myself instead.
That got
me thinking. Do you guys have an ad that plays at the end of other Pantheon podcasts? If so, can we hear it? Look forward to taking shots with you guys on the KISS Cruise.
All right. So I think we have no control over that. So when we upload our episodes, I think Pantheon just throws one of our sister programs and puts it on there. Look, I think we're a little different than all the other podcasts out there on that channel. I think they're a lot more serious and informing. Oh, you're listening to Ted Koppel talking about piss cups. When did you get yours? But the rest of us, you know, us, I think we did do one, Tom, right? I think we did do one
a while ago. I mean, we could find, if people want to hear, we could dig it out and drop it on our social media. It's just a little promo, audio clip of our show. But like Zeus said, we don't have control over that. At the end of each episode, they throw, because there's right now there's like maybe 40 or 50 Pantheon shows. And like Zeus said, some of them are serious, but the serious ones, don't judge them by those clips. Some of them are really, really good. Some of these people are like scholars or authors, like doing these shows. So
yeah, Martin Popov has a show. Oh, he's not going to be talking about piss cups.
No. And when he comes on our show, we have to act like adults.
Yeah.
We should do a commercial on the fly here. So you got time to waste? You want to hear a podcast episode that's longer than the Super Bowl?
That'll be the bonus. That'll be the album review crew.
Yeah.
You got 3 hours to kill? Are you a big fan of Alice in Chains? If not, you're screwed, because we're going to be talking about them for the next 3 hours.
Do you like to debate Kip Winger's bright teeth, his dance moves, and his good looks? You've come to the right place.
Have you ever heard a podcast about hickory nuts and piss cuffs? You've come to the right place.
Do you like math? Do you want to hear average user selections and percentage picks on where you rank the single soundtrack as opposed to Whitesnake? Tune in to Shout It Out Loudcast.
Do you want to hear stories of flatulence gone wrong? Substitute teachers and teachers harassed and assaulted in class? Sure, tune in.
Are you interested in hearing about bootleg illegal German porn where people piss on themselves? I urge you to check out the latest Shout It Out Loudcast.
Are you sick of everybody being smarter than you? Do you want just average intelligence? How about low intelligence? You've come to the right place.
See, why are you going to make fun of us like that?
So, yeah.
We can do all kinds of commercials.
I was just going to say, there's your ad right there. Replay all those at your leisure.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. I got a couple quick emails too, that we're going to read before we move on. So last week we read an email from Mike H, and we were convinced that it was our friend Mike Hsu, who has a Pantheon podcast about Neil Young. And we made a joke because we just assumed it was him. Well, Come to find out it wasn't him. It was, he says, I'm a longtime Kiss fan and a recent SIOL podcast fan, Mike H. Been a Kiss fan since 1977. My favorite memory is seeing them on the convention tour. Thank you for entertaining me. You guys are the best. But the funny thing is that his email address is pinworm420. So he spent a paragraph explaining to us what a pinworm is. I'm not going to disgust any of our listeners anymore by reading that, but thank you, Mike H. Another email here from Ryan M. Paw. Real Kiss Alive 8, Psycho Circus, easily the opener. Both are good playlists, all things considered. I like them both. Zeus has two flaws. I hate Freak. They're iconic. They're 60 years old, now 70-year-old millionaires. Doesn't make sense that they wrote that in 2012. It would have been a badass song if they wrote it in 1975. Also, I finally found my way. Terrible song, but I like that Zeus included it. I'm going to give the edge to Tom's list. Pledge of Allegiance is a good song, would be my ending as well. Earlier in the episode, Tom mentioned you guys like hearing Kiss fan origin stories, and because this gets a lot of shit, understandably, I wanted to share mine. I was 13 in the year 2000. For some reason, probably being a stupid comedy, I rented Detroit Rock City. Listen to our review episode on that. That movie made me a huge Kiss fan. At the beginning, the Love Gun intro and the 70s montage had me hooked immediately. I wasn't familiar with them, so their images were amazing, and I love the songs, all of which I never heard before. It didn't even bother me at the time that they were hardly shown. I'm glad you did a movie review episode of it. I always wondered how long time Kiss fans felt about it. Seeing it now, it isn't good, but it will always be special to me because it made me a lifelong Kiss fan. Guess it was good for something. Great episode, as always, a fantastic listen, and poor King. And then he says, I asked on Facebook if you guys will be getting Shouted Out Loudcast hats or beanies. Should I message Click Tee Shop directly? We're going to reach out to our buddy Ed at Click Tee Shop because he does sell hats and beanies and winter hats. So we're going to check on that and see if he's got Shouted Out Loudcast ones. But thank you for the email, Ryan. And then Stephen Wood. Hi, guys. Great episode. I was trying to sip my coffee during the episode, but I had to keep stopping as you were cracking me up. Zeus's laugh is priceless. Poor King. And Tommy's Paul rap impressions are magnificently silly. Then he goes and does the most unbelievably organized set list. The name of the song, the vocals, if anybody's a guest on it, what happens during the song, in comments. Spectacular work, Steven. This is awesome. You open up with Psycho Circus. You close with Forever. Crickets. But then he says that's the outro played over the arena to get classic Bruce and Eric Carr in there. His real ending is you wanted the best. And then he has Ace. He has everybody. He has, you know, everybody playing. So great email. Thank you for sharing that, Steven. And then we got Heiter. Lemonade from Lemons. Nicely done, lads. Not an ideal span of albums from which to build a decent set list. I got to say, though, I've always liked the last two cuts from Sonic Boom from the get-go. When Lightning Strikes and Say Yeah are instantly catchy and enduring. Great back and forth about teachers and hockey. I'm an aging Canadian Kiss fan, so I can relate to the hate-fueled rivalries. I'm a Vancouver Canucks fan. I lived in Calgary for years. I was hated when I went to a Flames game, especially when I wore my Todd Bertuzzi jersey. Yeah, I bought it just to piss off everyone in that city. I got it cheap for some reason. As for teachers, Ace would be the obvious choice for a substitute. From the point of view of me back in the early 80s, he would make Mark Harmon's Freddie Shoop from Summer School look like Ben Stein. That's a great movie. Great reference there, Summer School. Complete chaos. Our teachers back in the day had a little more pushback. We had one guy, our metal shop teacher, his name was Helmut Klughammer. That was
that's a guy that sounds like he was in Accept.
I was just gonna say that. It's like the lead singer of Accept or second Saxon. Bass
player. It was a second bass player.
He had no problem with throwing tools and getting in students' faces if they ever got out of line, yelling in a heavy German accent. And you know the hardest cases ended up loving the guy. Great stuff. A lot of fun listening. Taking me back to some good times. Thanks, guys. Paul. Thank you, Paul. Awesome emails. Great feedback, as always. Great stuff, guys. Thank you for all of that. We love it.
Wrapping up, got a couple of comments here from direct messages.
Okay.
Steve Vargo. Z, you are fucked up. And I love
okay.
Just like me, LOL. I love Kiss School and the King stories. Thanks for the shout out. Steve just jumped on with Patreon, so he was a little excited about the shout out there, and well warranted. So, and then we got one, Tom, I got to read from our Shout It Out Loud cast. I think this is our Facebook. Okay.
Okay.
So this is from Michael Farrell.
Okay.
Hey guys, I love that Kiss Alive 8 episode. That bit about King had me on the floor. It was so terrible, yet so funny at the same time. My list would be a combination of both your lists. That being said, I want to thank you both for not including We Are One on both the lists.
Brutal.
That is by far the worst song Kiss ever recorded, in my opinion.
It's bad.
We Are One is like paper cuts on my dick to my ears. Thanks again for another great show. And nice. Tom, that is our comment of the week, because I haven't had to think about paper cuts on my dick
ever.
Ever. And ever. Now I have done that. And I want to thank you and a tip of the hat to Michael Farrell with that brilliant analysis, Tom.
Good answer. Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Great, great, great way to wrap up listener feedback. Paper cuts on dicks. You get it all here. That's going to be the next promo. Do you suffer from paper cuts on your dick? If so, Shout It Out Loudcast can help. Tune in now.
I was thinking earlier. You wanted the best? They ain't here.
Oh, see? This is why we have Sonny on. It's so like us, Zeus and I. We wanted the best. We got Sonny.
That's right.
That's what are you going to do?
Tom, we need to get the best. We just got Sonny. All right.
settle for whatever.
Yeah, we'll take him. So, Tom, usually after this, we go into Kiss World. Anything going on over there?
No.
Thank you.
Well, there were a couple quick things I just want to make mention. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
So Paul put up the worst looking pizza I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It just needed sour cream. It was good.
It looked like the pizza that friggin' Walter White threw on the roof of his garage in Breaking Bad. It was horrible. All,
it was burnt. It looked like it had no fucking it was like paper thin. Oh, it was just disheveled looking. It looked crooked.
Like his face.
Maybe so Paul wanted to come on our show.
Maybe he dropped it while he was riding his 10 speed.
Oh, he was. And that was the other thing. I saw him on some sort of like a charity thing where he was talking. And it was like a live cast for some sort of like sponsored. Some girl was interviewing him and talking. Mostly Paul was bragging about his biking. And I just did 25 miles. I just got back. I tend to do that a couple times a week. Settle down there, fucking Stanley.
Relax there, friggin' popping wheelies and bunny hops.
Yeah, and some fucking asshole kept like putting messages up there and saying, "Ooh, gelato."
Gee, who was that?
There was a couple other not so nice comments. I think Vinnie Vincent jumped in and asked him to borrow $20.
That was Instagram Live, correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that for a little bit. Gene is still fighting with people online. Oh, and now he's like the cryptocurrency king of the nighttime world.
And I love that.
What the fuck is he doing?
Look, there's a lot of money to be had in Bitcoin. He's going to start selling like demon Bitcoin, probably in the concessions, the merch booth now.
You don't think he sat down with somebody and goes, "So let me get this straight. Bitcoin is imaginary and people are buying it and it's worth money. You're in the KISS business, baby." Dude, it was selling fucking air guitar strings, right?
Yeah, I know. Of course.
So when is he going to say, "Let's get into the KISS coin business, baby"?
You don't give him any ideas. He will.
Yeah, and there'll be a million of us like, "Oh, I just got this fucking Gene Simmons KISS coin. It's a rarity." Yeah, because it's worth nothing to the real world, but the KISS nerds, it's worth $1 million.
It's the equivalent
of the shit I got in here.
It's the equivalent of a friggin' token you get at like Dave and Buster's arcade.
But right now it's on the KISS auction, and 50 of our friends and listeners are on there going, "I'll give you $10,000 for it."
Pretty much. No, but you're right. But then he's just arguing on Twitter with people about everything. Oh,
the Rock is dead argument came back up again.
Rock is dead, and you, the fan, killed it.
I don't understand where he's coming from with that. I mean,
I had this conversation, dude. I get it 1,000%.
I know, but he blames young people for killing Rock. I think there's a large contingent of young people that are trying to keep it alive, but it's not working. I don't think it's their fault.
Then why isn't hip hop out of the way? I think if a rap artist can't make it, they're starting, like he talks about, the record company paid us and allowed us to grow as artists. Then why are hip hop artists coming out of nowhere? And next thing you know, this guy's the biggest star in the world.
Because I know I don't want to spend too much time on this, but my son's a teenager. Sonny, you got teenagers. Zeus, everybody right now is singles oriented. My son will be like, "Oh yeah, so and so's dropping a new single tonight." I'm like, "A new album?" He's like, "No, a new single." Like
Tom, who's the biggest artist in the last 10 years?
In what genre?
All music.
Taylor Swift, probably.
Thank you.
Taylor Swift.
She just did like fucking two albums. Albums sell great.
Now, speaking of rock, I'll tell you right now, last week, Foo Fighters dropped their new album. It was huge. I know Sonny doesn't like the Foo Fighters, but I'm just saying, in terms of a rock band that has longevity, for people that are into rock and for people that like the Foo Fighters, that was a big deal. People were buying the CD, the vinyl, downloading it, sharing it, talking about it. But now that's gone because now people are going to go look and try to find the new shiny object to talk about. So Foo Fighters were popular for a week with the new album. Now it's gone because now they're going to look at something else. So
yeah, but there's not enough. All I was saying is, though, Tom, is like there's enough hunger and stuff to support young artists in hip hop. There should be the same thing for rock bands. There's no excuses. What I think the argument should be is that they're not making any money, because I find the fact that, you know, they get a billion listens to, they make $3,000. That's insanity.
Yeah,
that's hip-hop people are still making millions of dollars. Why can't rock people still make millions of dollars? The music itself is not popular. It's not.
There might be some truth to that. And again, I'll use my son as an example. People his age or even a little bit older, a lot of them either like classic rock or like there's no real like my son, he likes Van Halen. He likes Def Leppard. He likes Kiss. A lot of his friends, some of them, they like Pink Floyd or Zeppelin or stuff. Nobody likes these new bands that no one's ever heard of.
Because after the grunge era, there were no new bands that stuck and became studs and that dominated. That there was like our level of our generation.
Right.
And then the generation underneath. Our generation still loves Kiss, Aerosmith, right. Led Zeppelin, even though they were before our generation, because we fell in love with the Teslas, Def Leppards, Bon Jovis, and all them. But we still like the past. Okay, so our generation still liked the Nirvanas, the Pearl Jam, and Alice in Chains, a little further away from Sonny's, but we still like them. But who came in after them to keep it going? Nobody.
There were folks there, they just weren't marketed. The issue is that pop and R&B will market itself. It's easy music to listen to, hip-hop, etc. They, you know, they're talking about things that connect with people in lives that they're doing. Rock needed somebody to sell them. It was MTV. The minute MTV was gone, rock was done.
MTV took it away from them and they killed it. So that's where I put a lot of my angst against them. And I put a lot of it against the fact that as soon as grunge died, there was nothing else to take it. They already said the two kind of musics at that one point, you had the classic rock and then you had hair metal. Then grunge comes in and kills one of them off. And then when grunge died, there's nobody. Hair metal and grunge are gone. All we have left is classic rock.
Yep.
Nobody filled the void. Anyways, I just had to get that off my chest. But the only other thing is I could tell you, Tom, the last thing about this, all about pop music, you're right. First time ever in her life, my daughter was like, when's the halftime show? When's the halftime show? When's the halftime? Is it on yet? Is it on yet?
Right.
She sat there and watched it with me and was naming. She's 12 years old, was naming songs from the weekend. She was, that's not that new. That's his new song. They watched it. Foo Fighters, Tom, is a new rock band that could, no offense, they could keep the audience watching. They'll all turn it off.
The only other rock band that could do the halftime show would be Metallica. They could come out and do Enter Sandman.
I'm talking
nobody.
Now. Nobody.
We've talked about this. There's no arena acts right now. It's Foo Fighters and Metallica. That's it.
AC/DC.
Right? AC/DC and Guns N' Roses when they did their Not in This Lifetime tour. That's
Coldplay.
It.
But they're kind of around the Foo Fighters era, right?
Who? Yeah, but
Coldplay's not rock.
Oh, they were brutal at Coldplay. But
they're kind of around Foo Fighters era.
Yeah, but they're different. They're different types of music.
Still considered rock.
Barely. But
yeah, but it's still, I mean, it's not hip hop. It's
rock. No. But I also think too, and we'll wrap up this topic before this turns into the episode. If anybody out there is, and I give credit to our buddy Jay from the Hook Rocks, he waves the flag of new rock. He has new artists on his show. He pushes them. He promotes them. He does interviews with members of the bands. And I give him credit because somebody has to do that or rock will really be dead. So yep. I give credit to our buddy Jay for that. And if you like new rock, check out his show because he's always pushing. He still honors, you know, the old stuff. You know, he talks about Dokken and Van Halen and stuff, but he does push some of those newer bands and they're out there. But unfortunately, it doesn't come to you. You have to go find it.
Yeah, you guys need to get into new rock. Now let's do an episode about Kiss, about an imaginary concept of a band that's almost 50 years old. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right.
So
finally,
it's Valentine's Day weekend, right?
Yep.
We're thinking to ourselves, all right, so what are we? Everyone's expecting the what's the best love songs? What's the top 10 Kiss romantic songs? Last time we did 5 songs you would want to play for your Valentine and 5 songs you shouldn't play. Like, you shouldn't be like, I love you. You're the only one I can think of you. Now let's listen to Bang Bang You.
Happy Valentine's Day. Now burn, bitch, burn.
Yeah. So this time we came up with a little creative concept, and I was like, what if we took the women in Kiss songs? Which of these women? We're talking, is it the girl in Strutter? The Strutter? Are we talking about Beth? Are we talking about Domino? Which of all the women in Kiss songs, which would we want to be our Valentine?
And these don't have to be girls with names. It doesn't need to be Shandy or Beth or Domino. It could be the chick from this song, the girl that Paul is singing about in this song, etc.
Exactly.
Yep.
So maybe you're into anal.
There's another ad. Are you into anal? Check out Shout It Out Loudcast.
You've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, there you go.
So we came up and we're like, me and Tom were like, all right, let's get a third person. Who's cool? Sonny. Sonny's the only mind that's dirty and awful and hilarious like ours. He would make this episode work. So we combined Shout It Out Loudcast and Sonny Pooney's brains, and we're doing a top 10 list each of the women in Kiss songs that we want to be our Valentine. Sonny, you're our guest. You get to go first.
So before I tell you my number 10, I just want to tell everybody I named all my women if they didn't have names, similar to Gone in 60 Seconds, if you've never seen that movie. God. So her name is Fiona. She obviously needs to do something to help her sleep. She may be using her hands on herself, but it's getting her nowhere. She's willing to get bolder. She's starting to get into me. Maybe can't help herself. She doesn't mind if I bite. And bonus, she's willing to keep me coming. I got to go with Fiona.
I like how Sonny's making up names.
I'm like, oh, we're doing Kiss songs. What song is that?
Oh, keep me coming.
So the girl from Keep Me Coming.
Yeah. She's going to let me bite. So you don't like Fiona?
First of all, the song's terrible, but we're not judging this on the quality of the song. That's good. I would think something like that I'd have ranked maybe higher than number 10 for Valentine's Day. Oh,
my other nine are better.
Okay. All right. So I see where Sonny's going on this. Mine's going to be a little bit more chaotic. I think my list is going to be a little bit out there. Mine's not going to be. Yeah, it's going to be weird. So, Zeus, do you have any comments on if Fiona is imaginary blow up doll?
Sonny probably picked this song because he found the fucking phrase, each little bite lets me know that you're ripe.
Hey. Oh, God.
What the fuck? This is who you want to be your Valentine.
Yes.
She was looking ripe.
God.
All right, Tom, you're up. Number 10 for you.
So number 10 for me. So this one is a little bit vague. I got creative because, yes, we like to make up our own rules. Gene is singing more about a woman, maybe not to a woman, but about a woman that he is interested in. And that's because if you're going to celebrate Valentine's Day, you want to celebrate Valentine's Day with big hips, sweet lips, because when it comes to Valentine's Day, the bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. Most definitely. I'm going with a girl that Gene is dreaming about in Spit as my number 10.
So you want a fat chick?
Oh,
for Valentine.
Hey, like he says, thin is in, but it's plain to see. That don't mean spit to me. It's time for some thickness. That's my number 10. And I know Sonny's nice. Smiling because he likes the thick.
Oh.
We might not be talking fat, about not, that later.
Not fat, Zeus.
Okay. Oh, I don't like that shit. like that shit.
Our text exchange. It's like we are. We'll have a picture of a woman, and it's like, man, oh, she's awesome. Man, she's awesome. Like we got
yep. split. We have a lot of different tastes.
Yeah,
you guys like chicks with like fucking look hamstrings like Arnold. Fucking, like it's fucking.
Their legs like fucking. Their legs like fucking tree trunks.
Is that Big Hawk?
Exactly.
Big Hawk.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, now we'll move off that. So I went the tender approach.
Oh, I have some of that in my list.
I went the tender approach. Okay. So I wanted to start off easy.
Oh.
To be safe, I went and took the woman from Every Time I Look at You.
Oh, so sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
The things seem to come easily with this woman, Tom.
Okay.
And I heard her, but now she's letting me back in. So she's a forgiven lady.
Wow. This is so, the tender Zeus. This is
that's
interesting.
Right.
Okay. So
the woman from Every Time I Look at You, plus the song's pretty good.
I love that song.
Okay.
All right.
I like it. Sonny.
We'll get to the dirty shit. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm mixed. My list is all mixed up. My list really isn't even in an order, to be honest with you, but that's okay.
Oh, my list is in an order.
Okay.
It's an order. All right. Number nine for me. Her name is Cindy.
Oh, God.
She don't like to dress. She don't talk too good. I don't want her for a conversation anyway. She's not too clean. And she won a prize with a Shundone sign. Well, it must be love, baby. Fits like a glove.
Oh,
Cindy God. Fits like a glove.
Cindy? Is that spelled with an S, like S-I-N, Cindy?
It's S-Y-N.
Oh, okay.
So what is it like when you go through her?
Like a knife through butter.
Oh, I was hoping you'd hit that note, Sonny.
I don't think anybody's hitting that note.
I don't think anybody's playing with it. What's he saying? I don't think it's anybody's. You're not doing any business there, Sonny.
You're doing any business. Cindy from Fits Like a Glove. Yeah. See, I don't like naming them because I know people named Cindy. I'm like, Cindy's not hot. She doesn't fit like a glove.
She fits more like the Hamburger Helper glove.
She fits like a mitten.
It's more like Ted Simmons from the Milwaukee Brewers glove. Rich Gedman.
the Rich Gedman catches me.
Poor Cindy.
It's like looks like Kramer's face. Looks like a catches man.
All right.
Look away from Cindy.
Look at me. I'm hideous. All right. So for me, number nine, I get a little bit more emotional here, right? We were getting off, you know, a little bit filthy there. So this woman, I think she'd be great because she's so passionate about the music that when she's sitting in her seat, she stands and she clutches her breast because my music drives her wild along with the rest. She sees what my fingers can do and she wishes that I was the one that I was doing it to.
Oh.
Now, the song is terrible. But any woman who is into my music that much, she's number nine on my Valentine's list. Mrs. Great Expectations.
Wow. I can just imagine. Hey, is that song about me? Yeah, it is.
That song sucks.
That song, I can't wait to get to the Destroyer album review. Oh, my Lord. When I first heard that song, I was like, this ain't Kiss. There's no way this is a fucking Kiss song. But I love the lyrics and I love the chick.
She can't help herself. She's like touching herself.
Exactly.
That's a fucking turn on.
Like she's sitting down. She sits down, then she stands up and she's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, God damn.
The only problem with that is like, you better hope your family's not in the room too. Like, Jesus, control yourself. My grandma's over here. Like, fucking stop fucking touching yourself. Jeez. All right.
What do you got?
Now, for me, number nine, all right, this woman, she likes to dance. Sometimes I have to tell her it's time for romance.
Oh, boy.
She's a jewel in the rough.
Oh, yeah.
And she knows I'm going to show her my stuff. And she's so slutty, she'll meet me in the ladies' room.
Yes.
So if I strike out on Valentine's Day, I can meet this girl in the ladies' room.
Oh, love it.
Good for you.
I love it. I mean, nothing.
And says, by the way, for my money, it can't be too soon. So she'll take a couple bucks in case, you know, that's what it needs to persuade her, Tom.
Dude, when you're talking true romance, Valentine's Day, I mean, honey, you want to go for dinner? No, go take me into the ladies' room. What the hell are you talking about?
meet you in the ladies' room.
Like you take her out to this beautiful Italian restaurant. Oh, honey, I got a seat over there. Oh, hell no. We're going into the ladies' room right there. We're not even going to waste time sitting down.
I think that was in the last season of Ozark, when the chick went into the ladies' room and got banged out of nowhere, just met some guy, right?
Yeah.
I think that's, there she go. I would bang her. That's my Valentine's. The chick, the bartender fucking from the Ozarks. There you go.
Okay, perfect.
8, Sunny.
So her name is Sophia, and she's from Portugal.
Oh, boy.
She drinks pink champagne. So obviously she likes to drink a little bit, possibly get a little wild. She speaks with an accent. She has a bed, so we don't got to get a room.
Okay.
And she's European, which means waxing might be optional, which is a bonus for me. Did I say that out loud?
Christ. Yeah, but her armpits are hairy.
She's so European.
Oh, it depends on what part of Europe she's from before you get excited about that.
Her armpits, her legs, and her bush. Is it fucking?
Yeah, dude, you might be sitting with somebody sipping champagne who looks like me. You gotta be careful.
You're smooth.
No, only this is only up here smooth. Actually, we'll find out on that kiss cruise. You'll find out what it's all about.
Somebody's gonna hook up with somebody with Paul Stanley chest hair.
Oh man, that's a good one. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Maybe my hand's underneath your shirt. Why is my hand getting stuck in your chest hair? Oh.
All right. So we got a little, you know, romantic, you know, a little, you know, with some great expectations. But now let's go back. Number 8. All right. You make a reservation. You lift your dress because she wants to impress.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You got a stiff proposition. Yeah. Love them. Leave them. Valentine's Day. It's over. The Great. Chick from Love Them and Leave Them. Because he says, I'm going to give you my number. You'll say that you'll see me tonight. I don't know. I'll sit in my driver's seat. We'll see what happens with that. Yeah. So there you go.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Don't know. Maybe not. You got to check. You got to check with me if it's all right, though.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. She's like, she takes him up on his slick proposition, Tom.
Exactly.
It's like, all right, I'm game.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep. That'd be fun for a Valentine's Day, huh?
Hell yeah.
And then you can be like, oh, why don't you shake your ass on home?
Like Eddie Murphy.
All right, boys. So I am going to go over to, I like chicks that are mysterious. Uh-oh. Okay. So I want to go to a girl that she works, you know, 9 to 5. Okay. She ties her hair up, her blouse buttoned tight, gets her work done as she waits for the night. But at nighttime, she's walking around like a mystery.
I like it.
Oh, thrills in the night.
Good one.
The girl that's like all like fucking librarian, like the chick from the AT&T commercial. And then at nighttime, she busts out. You're like, damn, God damn.
Ooh, give me that 5G.
Ooh, yes, that's what I want. Thrills in the night. The girl that becomes a prostitute in Paul Stanley's mind because she just enjoys it. for the romance and for the excitement. She just likes to, she likes to fuck at night.
I like it.
So all right, I'll take it. Thrills in the night at number eight.
Okay.
All right, my number seven, the name isn't great because her name is Lady Space.
Ooh,
but she's on her knees. She wants to please.
Okay.
She wants to grab a hold of my rocket, and she wants it fast, which is my specialty. I'm all over rocket ride.
So you're done like a rocket, Sonny, huh?
Can't argue with that. Can't argue with that. I like this. Oh, are we saving the love and romance for later, or is it just going to be none of that tonight?
There's one that made my honorable mention. Kind
of. Okay. All right.
So that's rocket ride for Sonny.
All right. So I was, when I was digging through this, I'm like, all right, let's look at some songs that maybe we don't appreciate lyrically too often.
Oh, finally found my way.
No. So, if you're talking you're talking Valentine's Day. Now, this isn't going to be too romantic here, but that's not what we're talking about, because this girl, she's knocking on my window each night.
Oh,
because she is sweeter than a beauty queen. She's also darker than a limousine, because she needs me to make her feel right, because me and her together are partners in crime.
Oh. Ooh, you're really digging in deep.
Yep. Because when the temperature flies and her body gets so close, you lay it all on the line. Partners in crime. Paul Stanley singing his magic to her.
I like that, Tom. That's a good, good fucking pick. Like somebody that has the same devious, deviant mindset as you.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. I'll take that as a compliment, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Partners in crime.
Woo.
Yep.
All right. Number seven for me.
Oh.
The type of her love is described as a gun.
Ooh.
A blade.
Ooh.
She's also called a bitch.
Oh.
She's also described as insane. She deals in pain.
Oh, Zeus likes it rough. Okay.
She'll cut you clean, then she'll watch you bleed. So obscene. She loves to hear me scream. Black lace stiletto heels. Crack the whip. Submission trip. I think Sonny's jerking off over there.
I think he might be too. I saw something
for me.
That's a little too rough, not tender.
Cat in heat, mistress of deceit. Oh, nerves of steel. Her next meals, she's searching for the meat.
I think Zeus might be doing something over there.
She's a killer.
I guess the rough stuff here.
All right. This woman's going to fucking rip you to shreds.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a night to remember with her. She ain't, you ain't fucking, you're getting laid, though. You may get a little fucked up, but you're getting laid.
I contemplated killer. And then I was like, that's a little too crazy. It didn't even make my honorable mention. I'm like, I can't do that.
Oh, bitch is insane. She deals in pain.
I like it. I like it. Man, a little too rough, but. I got a
group of these. I'm trying to avoid the duplicates just to add some flair to it. So
I hear you. Yep. Okay.
I've got to go with a duplicate here because, like I said, I've got a top 10 here. So my first one's a duplicate, but it's very interesting because even the duplicates are not really going to sound the same.
Okay.
So her name is Julie.
Oh, God.
Because I'm a big Julie Bowen fan. Oh, Julie.
Oh, yeah.
I love her.
But it doesn't really fit her.
You know, I banged her, right, Sonny? So you still like her?
Yeah.
Will you take my sloppy seconds from her? Yeah, I've banged her several times. Just, you
know. The storyline doesn't really match her, but I just like the name Julie.
Okay.
Because I need a whole lot of woman. One that had big hips, sweet lips, more cushion, doesn't mind getting on all fours, loud enough to where the neighbor knows who she is, and she's available ride after ride. After a ride. Oh,
Poony.
My kind of woman. Spit.
Poony. God, you're such a dirty, dirty Zach. Man.
Dirty, dirty boy.
Dirty, dirty boy. All right. Well, it's time to get dirty. And Zeus,
what have we been doing before
Zeus, that? Zeus got a little filthy and violent with his killer. So this girl here, you know, Jean's talking to her, and I don't think things are going well because there's trouble in paradise because he found a lipstick stain of your kiss. And she can sink her teeth into this, bitch, because it's time for me to dance all over your face.
Oh, yes. The chick that's going to let you like just like, oh, let me dance all over your face.
Happy Valentine's Day.
There are some of those out there that love that shit. And if they love it, they really love it.
There are. And I don't know what her name is. Sonny, can you name her for me? I don't have a name.
Let's go with, I'm thinking here. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough
Betsy?
One.
Nah,
Betsy. I don't think Betsy. I don't think
woman, Brazilian woman used to love to do it. Never mind.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe she'll listen someday. I shouldn't say it.
He's upset. He said, I saw you with another man. You put me in disgrace. So I'm just going to dance all over your face. It's over.
Wow.
Yep. There we go. That was my number six.
This, all what's right. happening right now, is all your fault. You made me dance all over your face.
Your wives are going to listen to this episode and be like, what the fuck is going on over there?
You know what?
I'm not allowed to hang out with that Zeus kid anymore.
You know what I was thinking of, though, Zeus, when we go through this episode and like we're having fun with these songs? Is there any, like you always say, like, on this Valentine's Day episode of the Eagles podcast, we're going to pick out the song.
You know, they're going to sing Wasted Time and some beautiful love ballads and
Desperado.
Sunrise.
Yeah. No, it's love and stuff like that.
No, we're going to crack a whip, you know, blades, knives, dancing all over your face. Bigger the pushing, better the cushion.
Well, we're not done yet.
No, we're not.
No, we're just.
You know what? Now I'm going to name her Layla. We're just getting
started.
I'm dancing all over face. Layla. There you go.
Okay. I'll
just to piss him off.
Okay. All right. Zeus, you're up.
The girl can't help it. She's out of control. She's so hot to hold. She's getting her way, but I'm having my fun. Steaming up the window with the radio on.
I love it.
She found love in the back of my car.
Woohoo!
Banging the freshman chicks in the back of the car.
Woo! Jesus, here we go.
Yes, she's a good girl gone bad. One kiss can drive me mad.
Love it. Great song. Love that. That's a good one. It's a good one. Plus,
I wanted to jump on it before I felt that could go soon.
Plus, good girl gone bad. How can you beat that?
Oh,
good one.
Just the theory. You know what I mean? That's definitely. But this is the part that made me nervous, and I skipped over it. Face of a woman, hands of a child.
Yeah, I never like that lyric.
What is that?
That lyric always kind of freaked me out.
Okay. Oh, I got a thought on that.
Okay.
Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
We're talking about it now. What's your thought?
It might be on my list.
No.
I'm surprised this has not ended up on your list yet. So it's possible it's higher on your list. But her name is Charlize.
Oh.
You can pick the body out of a lineup without seeing her face. She loves high heels and lace. She's not afraid to send racy pictures. She likes teasing. She likes mystery, and you get to make X's with your arms while you're dancing with her. I'll definitely put the X in her sex.
Oh, man. Now, what's her name again?
Charlize.
You're making her up, that fucking name.
No, Darren.
Charlize Theron is stunning, dude.
Oh, stunning. Yeah, but she's beautiful. She's not dirty, though.
That's the point
seen
here.
Enough movies.
No, but I've
seen movies.
All right.
I like it. I don't know. All right. So we're back to, we're at number five here. I got a lot of Gene stuff here. I think Gene's the dirty one. I'm going to save the love for later, maybe from Paul. But this one here, gosh, she wore lingerie. She had long hair, thigh high snakeskin boots. She's all over me like a cheap suit. How can you just, she has pictures of me hanging on her wall. Oh, she's secretly cruel. Oh, just fantastic. Just everything. Pictures of me hanging on her wall. And then all this. Fantastic. Gotta love her. Secretly cruel. Cause she's nobody's fool. And just when I thought it was safe, she put her lips to my face.
She put your own jizz to your face.
Nice.
Thank you for that visual.
Yeah, something to my face. Oh, here, have some of it back.
Oh, stop.
Yes, she's a stalker, but she's secretly cruel, which I don't understand what that means.
I don't know, but I don't. Maybe she's like, I don't know. I don't know. Don't ruin the image. I don't want to try to figure
out. No. I'm just trying to, like, I love the song. It's catchy as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, the woman is just a, you know, it's the same woman Gene describes in a lot of these songs.
Yeah.
Very similar themes, like this dirty girl, bitch, and fucking snakeskin boots, likes to get, like, fucked and all this other crazy. But what does secretly cruel mean? When she does that, she kicks an old man down a flight of stairs when she walks out of the hotel? Like, what is she doing?
Maybe she's like when they're hanging around and he's like kissing and taking out for dinner and she just like randomly punches people in the face.
she steals your health insurance card when you're not looking.
Look at her. She's secretly cruel. I thought we had a thing going.
she fucking steals from the busboy. Like, what is she doing?
She steals from the tip jar. She's secretly cruel, but I love her.
I can't help it. She spits in the bartender's fucking drinks.
Oh my God almighty.
What the fuck? Oh man. Oh. All right. Oh man. All right. Number five for me, I believe, right?
Yep. Yep.
So me, you guys are bad influence on me.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
I need, yeah. I need to get cleaned up.
Okay.
All right. And for me, I'm gonna be loving this woman forever.
Oh, see, there you go. Okay, all right, I like it.
Out in my mind.
Okay.
Until my life is through.
Okay.
How can you go wrong with the woman in forever? Paul pours his heart out. This woman seems like she deserves it. This is a lifelong love. Maybe when you're at that stage, you're ready to commit. This is the song for me, and that's for my Valentine forever.
What a sweetheart you are. My God. A
nice guy.
So, it's so lovely. Why don't you give yourself a round of applause? You're so lovely tonight.
You're a dynamite audience. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Pooney, what do you got? What are we, number four here?
Yeah, my number four is a Zeus repeat, but
okay,
I've got a spin on it here because her name is Lucy. All right? And I'll tell you why her name is Lucy in a minute.
Because she got a juicy pussy?
So, who doesn't love a straight good girl during the day, but at night she's bad?
Oh, God.
Right. That whole storyline about, you know, any form, whether it's in poetry or movies or real life, that song about a girl who's good in the morning and bad at night. Dude, that gets me all the time, especially if there's a good melody.
Yep.
I want to find out what makes her tingle.
Oof.
And the reason I named her Lucy is she's Lucille Ball during the day.
Oh, Jesus.
But at night, she's Lucy Liu.
Oh, my God.
From like Payback. Like Payback, Lucy Liu.
We just had Sonny Pooney have a song involving Lucille Ball and Lucy Liu.
What? Where else can you get that?
When I get turned on, Tom, I like to turn on.
That's great.
Because Lucy! Oh, Lucy!
That's great because my next song here, I have Mrs. Roper in my lyrics here. So
I got June Cleaver talking about that she speaks jive to me on my fucking thing.
But pardon me, I speak jive. All right. So
Layla head.
So we're at my number four. So we'll get a little emotional because Gene's been making the list a little filthy here. So I was 17. You were just a dream. I was mesmerized. I was scared inside. You broke my heart. I can still feel the pain. I've been counted out. But I'm nobody's fool, and I sure know something. Because you showed me things they never taught me in school, and I sure know something. Paul, he's pouring it out to this chick. He knows that she's the one because nobody can make him feel the way that she does. Sure know something. Love that. He's pouring it out.
Yep. It's too syrupy. That's why Donna Dixon left his ass.
There might be other reasons why she left him. But
I don't think that was his era with her, is it?
79, 8, 79? 79,
80, yeah.
Was it?
Huh? I think so.
Dude, can you imagine being dumped for Dan Aykroyd?
Wait. I thought I Still Love You was his song to her.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's the three. Same era. It's the same, like.
Same era. That was 82. Years.
Yeah.
One is 79. The other one is, 82.
Oh, sorry, it's 3 years. It's forever.
Well, he was not dating everybody for fucking ever. He was in and out back then. He was Paul Stanley. Throwing his dick around like Dexter St. John.
Swinging his... Even he's fucking your wife. Well.
No, I don't know. I just didn't know the timeline. That's all.
No, I got you. All right.
617. I didn't know whose turn is it.
You.
Oh, me?
Yeah. All Oops, right. I thought you were somebody else.
Yeah. All right. I want to kind of change this around a little bit, throw a curveball to you guys.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm a glutton for punishment.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes I like the woman to kind of like keep you like, oh, fuck, what's she doing to me now? This fucking crazy bitch. Oh, damn, geez. I want to bang her.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Well, this woman, she likes it to make me cry.
What?
Feel like I'm going to die. She makes me feel like she wants me to bleed. Feel the thrill of my need.
Oh, God.
She wishes to hell I was dead. She's like a cat on a hot tin roof, Tom. I love it when she scratches and bites. She's got my cock in a hangman's noose. Pull the rope and make it tight on my balls.
Okay, so Zeus definitely is into the bondage S&M shit here. We're learning.
Anyways, the chick from You Love Me to Hate You.
Yeah, she could be interesting. Some of those lyrics make it interesting, but she's the kind of girl you might never know what you're going to get with her. I like it.
Paul is still like chasing her. How hot she is.
Yeah. Okay.
I contemplated that one, but I like lived it. That one, so I couldn't pick it.
Sonny knows what it's like for real.
Yeah, tell me about it. We won there.
All right, my number three. Her name is Crystal with a K. All right. Because who doesn't love a stewardess in a tight blue dress who actually says, oh, please. And she's on her knees asking for one more time. I mean, that's just, dude, that's lyrical poetry. Like, it's gold.
It's perfect.
If her dress was either red or green, she had a shot at number one. But instead,
it was a tight blue dress.
It's a blue dress. So she's number three, room service. Crystal with a K.
I like it. With the K. Something about the K just makes it extra filthy.
Think about it back then. She's like probably Pam Am, like wearing those tight fucking outfits. Late 60s outfits, early 70s.
Yeah, like look like go-go one. Girls, but they were like stewardesses. Yeah,
short dress, finger banging her as she's fucking feeding fish to the aisle 6G. Stick your finger in there.
Wow. All right, so we got number three for me here. We're number three, right? Yeah. Okay. So we're wrapping it up slowly here. So we're gonna get into a little bit of loving.
Oh, good Lord!
So this girl right here, I didn't even know her name. Like a moth, I was in her flame. I knew you wanted me to feel real good by the way you smiled. You didn't have to say a word because tomorrow. We are going to fall in love. Not today. Today, we're not going to fall. Tomorrow, We're going to fall in love. I don't know what's going to happen today, but I know tomorrow we'll fall in love.
Because today involves candy and flowers. Tomorrow.
Pretty much. Pretty
it's much. On clearance.
Pretty much. Because I didn't even know just what to say. This doesn't happen to me every day. It's not my style. But tomorrow we're going to fall in love.
Tomorrow.
So, tomorrow. Yeah, today we're
Friday
just
Friday after
out.
Next.
Yeah, exactly.
Next tomorrow. Next Friday.
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right.
This week? Let's not see. Next week. So the lovely lady in tomorrow,
okay.
Number three.
Well, this woman, number three for me, Tom, Sonny.
No.
The doors were closing. And then I said to her, come here, baby. She took my finger and said, here's a button to press.
Oh, God, I love it.
I raised my fang. In other words, I got a boner.
Yep.
And she dropped her dress. Mind you, we're in an elevator. I said, I'll take you on a cruise you'll never forget while we're on the Kiss cruise.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden I heard a man's voice say, we better move because I'm already wet.
And it was Sonny Pooney.
And I just realized Sonny just pissed himself.
Oh, God.
The chick from Take Me Down Below. Now, that is some kinky scenario shit.
I knew that was going to be in this list. That's actually why I didn't pick it, because I knew most likely you would. So,
yeah. What kind of a woman says, okay, we better move because I'm already wet?
That's such a fantastic lyric. It's such an underrated lyric because it's off a horrible album. Nobody talks about it.
Oh, Jeans wasn't that bad. I told her that I had a submarine. She said, I know exactly what you mean. I told her my ship was ready to ride. She touched my heart when she touched my thigh.
I love it. And meanwhile, we're shitting on the lyrics to Torpedo Girl.
Take Me Down Below, number three. Sonny, all number right. two to you.
All right. Number two, her name is Candy with a K and two E's.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay. I didn't know if this was Candy like the LL Cool J song with the K.
No,
okay.
Because you guys know I'm a gambler.
Oh, boy.
You don't know I can make a woman sweat.
Ooh.
Now, I just happened to get to an appointment 15 minutes early. Oh, sorry. Early. She got big boobs. She's even making sure her hand is not too cold before she touches something that might rise to an occasion.
Oh.
And she's not too smart because she thought I was carrying a pistol for some reason. And she's a nurse. Dude, come on. Candy is the woman in Love Gun.
Oh, man. I went away
from the lyrics and went to the rap instead.
That's okay. That's okay. So, Tom, I like it.
So, Sonny, you like stupid women.
My wife will be glad to hear that.
I know. You're like, she's not too bright. Oh, number one.
Okay, great. Oh, God. Love Gun. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
You know what? I didn't even think about Love Gun.
Oh, I did.
Why did I skip over that?
Yep. Because I was thinking stage raps. And I'm like, I'm going to Uncensored.
Yeah.
You pulled the trigger of my love. Like, oh, it's a woman that pulls my cock. I love that. That's a good one.
All right. Number two. So I like this one because this girl can do it all. I mean, she will adore you. She will floor you. She's smart. She's got wisdom. She's got vision. She can move you. She can improve you. She's got love. She's got devotion. She'll thrill you. And you're going to need her, too. Because she's just the quicker you get sicker, she removes your medication. Like, she knows that you want it, and she teases you for it. And the only thing you can do is just get the firehouse. Because she is setting your soul afire. She can do it all. Number two, get the chick at the firehouse.
Damn good one, Tom. Damn good one.
Plus, you'll never leave her, but you know you should. But you can't. There she is.
She's just bad news, and you can't help her.
She's exactly. Yep. Love her. fire hose, baby.
Oh. All right. Down to my last two. Number two for me. So I broke these up a little bit, my top two. Okay. So number two for me is probably the chick that walks that fine line by being smoking, but not being a lunatic, by being sexy, but not being a complete fucking hose bag.
Nice.
Right in that fine line. And so at times,
I want to talk about the fine line that's sexy and complete hose bag. That line sucks.
She'll suck you off, but she won't suck your friends off. So
is she on the Kiss Cruise?
I don't know. She's got morals.
Yeah. I just met her 10 minutes ago, and she doesn't even think I'm attractive, but she's willing to do it.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So it works because I have my phone with me, and I have an alarm that goes off, and that alarm goes off at 11:30.
Oh, God.
Because that's when my mind begins to get dirty. And I'm thinking like, oh, I got to see some asses shaking to the noise the boys are making. And when I mean Sonny's farting his pants off. So I need to get the fuck out of here. So I ditch you fucking bozos. I get in my car. I hit the local titty bar because I got a lot of perspiration going on, Tom. And when I need to, you know, get into that kind of situation, you know where I'm going to. I'm going to the chick from Take It Off because she's the one-stop shop for the girl of my dreams. Oh, my God. And not only that, she likes to wave her panties in the air, lick her lips, and shake her hair.
So can we back up for a second? Because I'm trying to find out where the line is that makes her not a hose bag.
Because she's doing it just for me.
Okay, because
when I go, ooh, she starts spreading a little oil, and then my blood begins to boil.
Okay,
but more importantly, as the song goes, she begins so near, I can taste her. She's teasing me and pleasing me, and I know she's dancing, Tom, just as the song says, just for me. Just for me. So I know she blew everybody in the bar 2 weeks ago,
but tonight
is just for me. So okay.
And that
she's
tonight's
just slutty enough.
And tonight's all that matters.
Exactly. So for me, this is the song. And I told you many a times, Tom, that I always used to think the lyrics to this song, I used to think it said that, and your pants say just for me.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Right? Not you're dancing just for me. Your panties say just for me. Oh, so that means her bush is just for me and nobody else. On that time for the next half an hour.
Okay. I like it.
My number two, the chick from Take It Off.
Like it. I love it. Sonny,
number one. Oh, to Sonny Poony.
So my number one is Leaf from Left Field. So okay. It has a little bit of a story.
Perfect.
And I'll kind of get you guys roped into the story here. So imagine you're with your woman, right? And have you ever been somewhere where you see a woman that you can't help but just stare at? Like you're with a woman, but you're staring
five
at some other woman.
Five restraining orders to prove it.
But you have to really be careful because you feel like everybody else is watching you, right? Later, you're standing next to that woman and you're talking and laughing, engaging and flirting. And now you realize everybody is watching the both of you, right? So okay. This story actually happened to me. So I'm on the Monsters of Rock cruise. I went with my wife. It was the only one she went on me with because it was my 50th birthday. And she wanted to stay in the room. We go check out a band. I got a bunch of friends around me. I think Tone was around, maybe his brother too. And we're standing kind of up on the perch. We're watching the band. And somebody, I don't think it was Tone or Mark. It couldn't have been. And somebody kind of elbows me and says, "Hey, check out that chick down there." And I look and I'm like, damn, because she had like this red and black on. And for some reason, red and black is there. She had the rocker jacket on, the rocker boots, the gold hoops. She's got the hair flowing. I'm like, God damn. And I would look and then I would look away and I would look and I would look away. And the guy that
was it the lead singer from Warrant?
Yeah. and the guy who helped me say, "Hey, you better make sure your wife's not around." And Tone goes, "Well, Nicole's right there." And I'm like, fuck.
Oh,
right.
Jesus.
So I turn around and I said, "Where?" He goes, "Right there." And I go down and look. I was staring at my wife.
No way.
She stayed in the room and dressed like a rocker, and she's not really a rocker chick, and came out to surprise me. And I'm like, that's my wife.
Are you serious, dude? Yeah.
So then I'm down there and I'm talking to her. Huh?
I don't even know what to say now. I'm like a little, I feel like I just got in on some personal shit.
Right? So it was like, so it's kind of the girl in watching you, right? It's like you're staring at somebody and you're watching her, right? And then everybody's kind of watching us. And I was thinking as I'm standing with her, I'm like, is somebody else looking at her going, how the fuck she end up with that schmo? And I'm
thinking, that's a fucking awesome story. She's married
to that schmo, you go.
That's a great story, man. I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah.
Wow. So
the girl from watching you.
Okay. Holy crap, dude. That's pretty good damn crazy. I like it.
So see, I got some loving in me. It's
I know.
Bondage and shit.
Not and all then after all the attention your wife got dressing like that, she's like, yeah, why am I with this ugly guy?
Yeah, why am I with this remote?
I got all these guys looking at me and I'm with him.
You got a point.
Yeah, she saw me coming and she looked away to look at somebody else. I'm like, hey, babe.
Like the Seinfeld episode where George is like, yeah, you can do a lot better than him. And the next thing you know, they break up. Oh, do you think they broke up because I said he could do a lot better than her?
Yeah, because he doesn't even say bless you.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So my number one. So I'm going to preface it by saying I am predisposed to this song because it's probably my favorite Kiss song. However, I've always loved the lyrics, the story, because I don't want to use the word like mysterious because that's a little too dramatic for a Kiss song.
Ooh.
But I like the picture that is painted by the lyrics that Paul has. Because this girl is not only a dancer, a romancer, and a cancer, but she has seen my picture in a magazine, and then she touched her hips. She told me that she'd let me.
Ooh.
She's looking every inch a lady. She's looking good. She's looking like she should be good. And I can feel her face inside the mirror and the lights are out and I can feel her with my hand. It's time to finish it the night out and come on and love me. I love it. I've always loved it. In my opinion, the greatest opening lyric, shorter than put your hand in my pocket and grab out of my rocket. That might be the best, but she's a dancer, a romancer. I'm a Capricorn and she's a Cancer. I love her. I feel like it's like this mysterious woman that Paul has a thing for, but like she's seen him, he sees her, and it just turns into this fantastic ending in a story. And that's the chick right there. Number one for me.
All righty then.
Zeus, lay it on us. Number one.
All right. For me, so when we first started talking about this, I was thinking we're doing ballads, love songs, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my mind went to this right off the top. And then because I love the song so much, it stayed. This woman has to be incredible. Incredible. If Gene Simmons
from Kiss
was singing this in 1980. You're all that I want.
I knew it.
You're all that I need. You're all that I see. Everything to me, you're all that I want. To me, I think that wraps it up. If I only want you, then that's my Valentine of all the other things. So I don't know if this woman incorporates all the vicious, disgusting debauchery of all the other skanks on this list, but this is the one that I want. You're the only girl I've been dreaming of. you're the only woman I've ever loved.
Yep.
Like Gene is singing this in 1980. You tell me another Gene song which doesn't have those kind of words, and then afterwards, and I want to stick my fucking cock in your ass. Like this is like you're waiting for the punchline, the Gene dirty lyric. It doesn't come.
No.
So I don't get it. So for me, I feel like this is his love song. Perhaps it was to share. Perhaps it was to somebody else. But this was a love song he did that he poured his heart. I love the music. I like the demo almost as much as I love the song. And You're All That I Want. And now I feel better about how disgusting I was on my earlier part of the list because I'm ending on a nice, sweet song. Perfect. So You're All That I Want is my number one.
Good ending. I like it. Very nicely done.
Yes. Only a couple duplicates here.
I know. And now we got a couple of honorable mentions we want to do too.
Sure. How many do you want to do?
Five? I got three. Whatever. I think I have like three. I mean, I could probably do 20.
Why don't we give it Sonny? Because I think Sonny probably has 30.
Okay.
His devious mind. Sonny, can you wrap it to five? Is that a good number? Or do you have more?
I only got three.
Me too. I have three.
Oh, okay.
So Burn Bitch Burn had an opportunity, but I've already lived that life too. So I'm like, nah. I had Good Girl Gone Bad because, you know, she ain't looking for love, knows the score out of control. She doesn't mind the back of my car. I don't got to get a room. I know I'm kind of sounding cheap. And she's got soft hands. Get it?
Oh, boy.
That's how you're right. She's got soft hands.
Okay.
And she's not the girl next door anymore, which is really cool. Her name was Vanessa, by the way.
Oh, boy.
And then my last one, and I'm going to put the first thing to bed. It's not a sticky situation because she is old enough to vote.
Nice.
But you got to love a woman that bends over and you forget your name. And she's got your balls. She got you by the balls. Ow!
I can't believe nobody had that in their top 10.
You know what? I can picture Sonny driving around, drinking like a milkshake, chasing 18-year-olds.
Sonny's too old. He'd be drinking an Ensure. He wouldn't be drinking a shake.
I'll tell you, give me a put together 45-year-old any day of the week.
Oh yeah, I'm with you there, buddy.
Oh yeah, I hear you.
You're looking good.
All right, so my honorable mention. Now the song I don't like. I don't like the song. I make fun of it. I think
finally found my way.
No, people like this song.
Found my way.
People like this song, but lyrically, I think it's a good one because Paul's talking about when all hope is lost, I'm going to be there, whatever the cost. When you feel lost, someone to hold you with all their might through the darkness, I'll be there. Great lyrics, but the song sucks. And it's all
songs about his son, though.
I love that song.
I'll fight hell to hold you.
Love that
song. Oh, I thought you would do it. I'll be there.
No. No, that's about his son.
Where the fuck is this episode going?
No, that's
Tom and I were in the right place.
I will be there. And you say something like that.
No, that's a good song.
But you kept saying those words. I was thinking the song title.
No. That's the lyrics from I'll Fight Hell to Hold You. But it's funny because you can't understand what he's saying because he sings so high and so fast that you can't even understand.
That's an advice.
Right. So I'll Fight Hell to Hold You, lyrically speaking, I have as an honorable mention for me.
Yep.
What do you got?
Don't you have three?
Oh, we're naming. Oh, we're doing all three. Okay, yeah. It's funny because a lot of my honorable mentions. I have another one from Crazy Nights, and that's you already picked it, Zeus, and that's Good Girl Gone Bad.
Oh yeah,
that was going to be on my list. That one.
Of ours then, huh?
Yeah, which I think is that's interesting. I think, and then another one I had. It's definitely not lovey dovey here, but. She was just 19, but in her eyes, she was old enough to know we're caught between two city streets like a bad dream. Bang, bang. King of Hearts. Yep. Sounds like a little adventure maybe there with that girl.
I think that'll be coming out as a single soon by somebody. Hint, hint, I think.
Perhaps.
That's what I'm predicting.
She's shining like a jewel tonight.
Yeah.
So. Yep, that's my honorable mention.
I think that's a good one. And I forget that because it's King of Hearts, he's talking about himself, that there's a girl in that pitch in that
yep.
song.
Yeah, yep.
Good one. So I want to throw out two things. I have three, but I want to throw out two other ones I was going to take in my picks, but I don't want to do duplicates. I'd rather make it more fun. So let's put the X in sex, of course, because the woman's playing games with you, man. Yeah. She's like, she's into kinky shit. You know, your marriage is getting stale or your relationship's getting stale. She's starting to send you letters. And she's like not upset. This is the thing that I always wanted to talk about. She's not upset that you're pondering, oh, who could this be?
Right.
Like, shouldn't she be like, what do you mean? You better know it's me. Who else would you be thinking it could be, right?
Yep.
You might think about it this way. If you read the lyrics in a mindset that it's his ex and he's putting the ex in sex, get it? E-X. He's putting his ex in sex. And could that be. Is actually his ex-girlfriend that's messing with him.
Paul's not smart enough to do that.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, I think he's giving him way too much credit.
Calm it down. That, he's not doing that. You lost me when you started making sense. No. So that was one. And the other one I had was a surprise one that you picked. I thought it would be a deep cut. She's so European.
Oh yeah.
Like some fucking like fancy thinks she's all that kind of shit. And you'd be like, come here, you little fucking... I'll show you fucking European.
Yep.
And that is, which gets me back to my three honorable mentions. Number one of them is the, I'll show her the European Greek style, nothing to lose. But I thought it'd be too cliche if I picked that song, right?
Yep.
She didn't want to do it.
But she did anyway.
She did anyway. Somebody that I can con and convince to do stuff sexually.
Yep. Oh,
who's not going to like that? Come on. No, you'll like it. You'll like it. Don't worry. It only hurt a little bit. Then, song title speaks for itself. Which one of you would say, nah, I'm all set to have your Valentine be hotter than hell?
Good one.
She looked good. She looked hotter than hell. Good God damn.
Another one where the lyrics are better than the actual song.
Yeah.
I think the hotter than hell is relative to the text groove. Some of us think somebody's hotter than hell. I'm like, ugh.
Meh. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, but just that's a pretty simple one. Hotter than hell. She looks hotter than hell.
Yep.
All right. And then one that I'm surprised, we talked about this when we were thrown over the concept, Tom, but none of us picked this. And this was on my honorable mentions, and that is King of the Nighttime World. I think of me ruling the nighttime world, and I've got my chick by my side, the headline queen.
You know what's funny? Pretty much every song from Rock and Roll Over could have used this. Have, you had I Want You, Take Me, Call Him Dr. Love, Making Love. I had Love Him, Leave Him, Baby Driver. Like you could like the whole album was pretty much an option.
Everyone wants to get laid. Everyone wants to bang a chick.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's true.
All right. Now, I hope because we have maybe one girl listener, I hope all the guys listening to this episode were not listening to with their wives.
I hope they were.
They're probably fucking perverts.
Honey, can you be good girl gone bad tonight?
Exactly. Right.
Not listening to that podcast anymore. I wonder if how many people are like, oh, God. I'm going to put on some porn now. I can't get through this episode.
Maybe we got people all excited. Maybe like, whew, happy Valentine's Day, baby. I got a 3-hour Shout Out Loudcast as a gift for you.
That was the last good porn you fucking got off to. Shout Out Loudcast, episode 110 with Sonny Booney.
Ooh, that's not what I had in mind, but let's go. Turn up the bass.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It was a little out there, but from our deviant minds to your deviant ears, we hope you enjoyed it.
I had a blast. I think it was a fun. That's what this is about. We talk about it every week, Kiss, but from a fun angle, and Sonny made it even more fun. So I hope you guys enjoyed it because we sure shit did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ton of fun. It's all in how you read the lyrics, right? It's when you have a great lyricist and at times, Gene and Paul are right to the point, but at times they kind of hide the message and it could mean maybe five different things.
Yep.
Right. So it kind of puts a picture in your mind and I think that makes it fun.
Yeah, definitely.
There was a couple bondage ones. There's like, you know, you love me to hate you. There was sweet pain, things like that. Like, they enjoy that the woman is treating them like shit.
Yep.
My baby's a two-timer. Like, Like, Jesus, why are we putting up with all this shit? It's like they get off on getting fucking abused or be abusive. So they've got a different kind of spin. What's that? What's the one you said, Mon? Come here, bitch. What's that one, Tom?
Dance all over your face.
Yeah. I think you did that for one of your Kiss lyrics.
And listen here, bitch. Like, he says it like three times in the song. What the fuck? It's like, settle down, Gene.
Crazy shit. Anyways, guys, that part, that was just unique.
Yes.
Unique. Yep. All right. Tom, you know what time it is.
Hi, this is Ed Spangenberg of ClickTShop.com, and for all your Shout It Out Loudcast gear and merchandise, please visit ClickTShop.com. At ClickTShop, you can find lots of KISS-inspired t-shirt designs, plus mugs, hats, hoodies, pillows, and all new fine art selections. And now, here's your question of the week.
All right, so the question of the week is an easy one here. And it comes from Alex on Facebook. And he says, very simply, will you guys be reviewing the Soul Station album at any point on the show?
Absolutely. You fucking kidding me? Absolutely.
Well, I guess that's going to be the first solo episode of Shout It Out Loudcast.
We've reviewed some shit things on this show.
Yeah, we're gonna have to, because we if you've listened to the show before, we include Kiss Family Tree album. You know, we've done Ace Frehley, Trouble Walking. We've done Vinnie Vincent, All Systems Go. We're gonna get to all that.
We got like four most recent Ace Frehley solo albums to go through. So yes. Come on, Sonny, tell us your opinion on that. You want to be on those episodes?
Not the Ace Frehley solo album. So, I love Sonny, Motown, though. I love Motown.
We'll save it. But yes, I think, look, we have a lot of fun with what we think of Paul doing this and what we think of the idea of it. But it's a Kiss family album, and we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. I don't know when.
Looking good,
but maybe sooner than later. Maybe we'll do it right when it comes out in March. I don't know, but it'll be there, and let's see what happens. And I don't know. I'm going to go into it with an open mind, which means I'm going to tell you right now that it's going to suck. But that's okay. No, I'm kidding. But that was a nice, simple question, and I'm glad he asked that, because I'm sure people are like, gee, I wonder if they're even going to talk about it. Of course, we're going to talk about it. It's a Kiss podcast, and we love Paul. And who knows, maybe we'll like the album. I don't know. So there's our question of the week. Nice and sweet and short one there.
Sonny, where can we hear you?
GrowingUpRock.com and Growing Up Rock Podcast, wherever you get your fine podcasts, and Podcast Rock City. Podcast Rock City, all Kiss podcasts. I'm sure we'll talk Soul Station also.
Oh, because,
you know, every Kiss podcast has to. And I'm actually looking it up right now. So Gene Simmons has 41,600 listeners.
Yep.
Monthly listeners. Okay.
Okay. Is this Spotify you're looking at?
Yeah, this is Spotify I'm looking
at. Okay. Yep.
And Paul Stanley Soul Station has 44,384. So he almost has as many people listening to Soul Station right now as they do Gene Simmons.
So Paul Stanley has 44,000 Spotify burner accounts
that are just listening to Soul Station.
Right. All right. Well, good for him. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good for
Tom,
you.
Tom, what about us? Can people hear us anywhere?
No. So you can start off by reaching out to us at shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. As you can tell at the beginning of the episode, we always read the emails. We love them. Great feedback, you know, feedback, suggestions, show ideas, whatever. And of course, all the social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're very interactive on all that, as you can tell when we do feedback. We have the great Facebook group page, the Shout It Out Loudcasters Facebook group page. Great place to join. People sharing pictures, stories, articles. It's toxic free. We love all eras of the band. You can talk about anything you want there. And as I mentioned earlier, too, we're part of the great Pantheon podcast network of shows. Tons of great shows, different genres, different topics, all kinds of great stuff there. And you can find our show pretty much anywhere you can hear a podcast. You know, the big ones, iTunes, Spotify, etc. And you can find us anywhere. And as we mentioned earlier, our good friend Ed from Click Tee Shop, he designed our really cool show logo. And his website, you can buy Shout It Out Loudcast gear as well as other really cool Kiss-inspired graphics. Ed's a great friend of the show, and his products are top-notch, so check him out.
Yep. Tom, I always like to tell people to continue to send us DMs on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We get them, and we love to correspond with you guys. I repeat the email because I think that's our preference. Emails are always awesome. Mm-hmm. Email is shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com, shoutitoutloudcast@gmail.com. You can find us on all the podcast platforms. If there's a platform you like and we're not on it, let us know. We'll get on it. And also, please remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That has taken off, and a lot of our comments now, weekly comments, come from our YouTube channel. Thanks to some of our consistent listeners there, Anthony Stratus, sometimes Marty White's the legend over there. And so all that, continue to do so. And then also, if you can, give us one of those five-star child reviews on iTunes, where you can tell us why this episode today made you so hot and bothered and things like that. Any other nice comments. So we also want to give another shout out to our Patreon subscribers. Thank you for your support. It's greatly appreciated. Anybody that's interested, please let us know. You can find us on patreon.com, Patreon the app, or you can also find it in the episode. If you open it up, you'll see the links to either our emails, our YouTube channel, or Patreon. As I described earlier, Tom, I said that we love it when we get those five-star child reviews on iTunes and anywhere else you could leave a review. And we do have one here that I'd like to read for you, if you bear with me one second, Tom. And we received this one recently. It's from Osumest Dude Ever. So I now that I read that aloud, it's so I think he's trying to say awesomest dude ever, but it's
he's trying to be creative and spell it.
Well, he gave us his five stars, so he's a genius in my opinion.
Beautiful.
The title is The Best. If you like Kiss, having fun, laughing, and just straight up being entertained, then this is for you. By far the best Kiss podcast going. Never a dull moment. Now, I believe, thank you so much, awesomest dude ever.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. And please, anybody else that can do that, we always appreciate it. Go give us one of those five-star reviews. I believe we either may get many, many, many people agreeing with that, or many, many people go, what the fuck did I just listen to?
Exactly.
After hearing this episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we say this all the time, just like Paul Stanley said in Extreme Close Up. If you love us, that's great. If you hate us, that's great too. If you're in the middle, get out. That's what we want. We want passionate fans one way or the other. So
that's right. That's right.
Thank you for that five-star iTunes review. That's fantastic. We appreciate that very much.
Yes. Continue to listen to us. We'll have more updates on the Ripper. King, my junior high English teacher that we chased out. Because I had this flashback of talking about King, I decided to post on my personal Facebook page about King, Sonny. And I can't remember the last time I had like 80 comments on a post, but it got fucking loaded. All of us friends. One of the last things I want to leave you with an impression, Tom, is I forgot about this, that the girls
were just as bad.
They used to take their Aquanet and spray it and burn the desks in front of it.
Dude, I said this before. Did you go to the school like in Lean on Me?
There was another that said, do you remember when I tripped him and he got up, and this is a girl saying this, tripped him and he fell in the hallway and he got up and got in my face and called me a cocksucker.
Wow. So he's must be a fan of this show. Hopefully he's listening.
somebody out there is going to find King for us. See, this poor bastard.
See, it's funny because I went to a Catholic school and the nuns would have beaten us into submission if we even tried this stuff.
Oh, my God.
So we were like scared straight. Like they would humiliate you with punishment. So none of that. I mean, shit went down in Catholic schools. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure I have listeners out there. But this kind of stuff, we would have been they shot on sight.
They filled this blue Dodge up with snow and pushed it onto Mass Avenue.
Oh, my God. King!
We'll have some more King stories for you in the future.
All right.
So before we end, we usually go to famous last words. Sonny, what do you got?
Okay, for the voyeurs out there. Ooh. Because everybody else is here. Yes. Everybody else is here. Everybody else is here watching us.
Excellent. Love that. All right. Well, it ain't just luck, but I better knock on wood. She's going to give me everything. Somehow I knew she would. Hell yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. It's so hard to choose. When you all look so fine, but I got nothing to lose but my money and my mind. The greatest sleaze kiss lyrics of all time.
Love it.
The Mount Rushmore of kiss sleaze.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Take it off. Thank you, that beautiful, devious, incredible mind of yours, Sonny Pooney. Thank you, my partner, Tom. Thank you, Kiss Army.
Thank you, everybody. Sonny, thank you so much for joining us. Great time, great topic, tons of fun, and that's what we want. So thank you. And Zeus, as always, thank you for being my partner in crime.
Ooh. Ooh, so that song was about me and you?
Okay. Maybe.
Guys, thanks for the invite. Jericho, thanks for not answering the text so I could be on. And I love you guys.
Thank you. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.